Hello, heroes, and welcome to Adventure.
The same disclaimers as our previous episode apply. This is terrifying.
Everyone,
please let this be a normal field trip
with the frizz.
No way.
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxing, feeling good.
Yeah,
next thing that you know, you're seeing
wahoo octopus in the neighborhood,
surfing on a sound wave, swinging through the stars. Take a left at your intestine, take your second right past Mars on the magic school bus.
Navigate a nostril, climb on the magic school bus, spank a plankton too.
Take that,
climb on the magic school bus,
raft a river of lava
on the magic school bus.
Such a fine thing to do.
Whoa. So strap your buns right to the seat. Come on in and don't be shy.
Come on.
Just to make your day complete, you might get baked into a pie on the magic school bus.
Step inside, it's a wilder ride. Come on.
Ride on the magic school bus.
Beep, 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 beep.
The magic school bus gets needled. All right, so all of you guys have been injected directly into Phoebe's baby cousin.
It's like the whoa,
yeah,
going down the...
DA pulls out a book. Well, you see, familial relationships are often close sources of bonds for human populations.
Oh my god.
The book cover says, books by the dozens for you and your cousins.
Oh, also the book, the picture of the book has just like Arnold and Janet silhouettes on it because... That's what happens with all of DA's books. They have weirdly appropriate to exactly what the situation is covers.
Absolutely. Phoebe says, well, my two aunts are my favorite aunts. And so even though I don't know my cousin very well, because he's only five, I know he's going to be really cool like them someday.
So I'm going to say that we are now entering a scene in which there's going to be conflict. And there are two axes along which there's going to be conflict. The first, just so you guys all know, is that Robert's white blood cells will be attacking you. Because you are a viruses.
Mm-hmm.
The second axis is that you all are also getting sick yourselves because how do we want to like envision this? Like you are they are viruses, and so they're tiny versions and tiny carriers of this pox.
I think that they are like in this reality. So like as humans, they're ill. So what's happening inside them is also happening outside of them. I think that the bus turns mm-hmm. into the pathogens
mm-hmm.
and I think they're the antibodies, so like they have like little guns that can like kill.
That's so good. Perfect
That's
yeah
awesome.
Yeah.
And so
like the students are not the disease. Mm-hmm. I don't think
they're the cure.
Like the bus is the disease.
Yeah. Okay, and so I'm gonna say all of the kids they have an independent oxygen source that's also their ammo. Mm-hmm. So, as they shoot, mm-hmm. they're going to be, yeah. So let's actually make this a combat, shall we?
Yeah.
So the first thing we're going to roll is, what skill do you guys think applies most to this situation? I think shooting is one, and then also lore, probably, to sort of figure out what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then also the other skills that are relevant here are probably physique, in order to sort of fight off the infection.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then so Liz and I are just going to... control the antibodies and also the diseases. So
there's such a thing as like helpful bacteria versus like mm-hmm. unhelpful bacteria. So like you guys are helpful bacteria, but you're still getting it's like that episode because mm-hmm. there's an episode about this.
Okay, so why don't we just go around and have a pair of kids act and then viruses act and then a pair of kids act and then viruses act. So we'll start with Phoebe, and Phoebe will pair you. Who are you? Oh, Tim, obviously. We're pairing you with Tim.
Yep.
So you two look like antibodies right now. Are they antibodies or helpful bacteria?
I think you're helpful. Well, no, like they have to get attacked. Mm-hmm. So they're still like, then they're probably, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the science.
What's the best idea
that like, you gave us a weak form of the virus so that our bodies would produce antibodies.
And oh, my
so we're
God.
Like, we're coughing out the helpful antibodies. I mean,
that's so fucked up.
This, I know, right? So, like, I think the source, what we're shooting at them is our own antibodies that are being produced from the weak form of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's linked source. With our air.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So I want to retcon that before you guys were all injected into Robert Phillip, the frizz really, really quickly went around and injected a needle into every single one of them.
Yes.
Just shouts it quick.
It's just like softly whispering in your ear, this is for your own good.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is for science.
I bring you for knowledge. Ralphie, you're going to grow up to be a big, strong boy.
Oh my God.
And one of the kids is like, Miss Frizzle, what is this for?
Shut up.
And Tim is like, Miss Frizzle, how are we going to fight them? What do we use to fight them? And you say something to the effect of like, you already have it inside you.
It's already inside of you, Tim. It's inside of you, inside your body. Your precious body.
We just got frizzled. And so then they're all, like, ejected outside of the bus. Okay, so I'm going to let you guys make... You can make checks here in order to overcome the rush of actual malignant viruses that are attacking you. And you can do two things. You can either assist Robert, Philip, in fighting the infection, or you can preserve yourself in not having Robert... Philip's white blood cells attack you. So there are two things you need to worry about. You need to worry about his immune system and your own peril, basically. Mm-hmm. And Jenna, I'll let you act on your own. So Tim is like terrified. He's like clinging to your hand right now.
Aww. Yeah. So I think Phoebe is usually pretty, you know, pretty nervous, but she has to save her baby cousin.
Yeah.
So I think she's got her like fighting face on, and mm-hmm. She's like, come on, Tim. She's got him by the hand, and she's dragging him in the direction of so there's the viruses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so are these are pathogens that are streaming out of the bus. It's mm-hmm. the bus pox, right? Well, but they're really big, right?
The bus has dispersed and like dissolved into like basically a swarm of like disgusting mini buses.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, yeah. She's going after a big swarm of minibuses,
mm-hmm.
And is going to try to keep it away from her brother. So maybe she sees a lymph node. DA points out a lymph node, and Phoebe and Tim swim toward it and are trying to defend the lymph node from
cool.
getting infected. So I'm going to try to overcome the obstacle that is a bunch of tiny buses
mm-hmm.
in the form of pox.
And what difficulty do you think this would be?
Oh, probably like pretty low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's say you need... there are like 8 levels of success. Hold on. Sorry. I have this somewhere. Notes about like
mm-hmm.
how to actually play this damn game.
how to play game.
How game?
How game?
How do I door?
Okay. So ladder results go from -2 to 8 generally. I'm going to say in order to succeed at this, you need a 2 or a 3.
Okay. And since I'm controlling Phoebe and Tim, or mm-hmm. Phoebe and Tim are working, can Tim help her?
Yes.
So does that just add like a flat 2 or something?
Yeah,
or...
let's say it adds a flat 2. In which case, I'm going to make you get a 4 because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I don't think that her skills of empathy, lore, or rapport are... I don't know if they're particularly applicable.
Lore might help.
So, all right. Yeah. Trying to figure out how antibodies actually mm-hmm. deal with poxes. So she's trying to aim it right at the exposed surface of these tiny buses so that it latches on. All right, we'll see.
That's okay.
I got like a 6 or...
Oh, you got a 6. Okay, so yeah, Phoebe is rocking it. She is buoyed by the idea of saving her baby cousin who, through no fault of his own, is injected with bus pox and having to stay home. So she's like zipping around, doing really, really well. I'll let you give a boost to the next person who
Perfect.
Acts as well.
Great.
So give like a +2, I guess, the next thing. All right, who wants to go next?
Can I spend one of these fate tokens? Can I give Arnold shoot? Since he, like, will step up in, like, a time of
yeah,
terror.
Yeah, that's a uh-huh. great idea. Why don't that's you give great. Yourself shoot?
Yeah, and I put it in at fair, right?
Yeah, you can put it in at fair.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah. So, yeah, Arnold will be, like, he'll see, like, the swarm coming, and he'll panic and pull the gun out of whoever else is there, since they have, and so he has, like...
Who's your partner?
I don't know. Who, would it be... No, because Ralphie and Carlos...
I think Arnold and Wanda are a good pair, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah.
She's the odd couple.
Wanda's
odd couple.
Like, I got you. Come on.
Yeah, he grabs out his gun and just starts yelling and wildly shooting into the swarm of buses.
Suppressing fire!
Suppressing fire!
He's also weeping.
Yeah, he's heavily weeping. So, a -1 naturally, but with my...
Shoot.
+2 for shoot. And then would that be that I know I knew I should have stayed home today?
So you can say, I knew I should have stayed home today in order to invoke an aspect mm-hmm. and either give yourself a flat +2 or reroll your check.
Reroll.
Okay.
Say, I'm invoking my aspect to reroll.
And that costs a fate.
Oh, it costs a fate thing too?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's spend them. Give them to spend.
I mean, they're here to spend. You got to spend fate to make fate.
Heck yeah.
That's what I always say.
Then two, so I now have four total.
Cool. That'll be enough. So why don't you tell me a little bit what happens?
So, yeah, he's being pulled along by Wanda, who's just like, you can do it. And he just starts, like, yelling and, like, taking shots with the air gun, right? That's what it is, right?
Kind of, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, it's just like, voomf, 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 and, like, taking shots at the swarm of buses around him and just kind of, like, yelling the entire time, just, like, panicking.
What does Janet do?
Okay, so are the buses, like falling? Like, are they, like, deteriorating? What's happening to the buses as they're being shot?
They pop, and, like, but they also scream a little bit.
Is there anything?
Nice. You can hear a soft wail.
Oh, is there anything, like, left behind when they
I feel like they're, like, little balloons. Yeah. So they're, like, probably, like, little
left behind. Okay, so Janet has taken notice of her weirdly embold move by her cousin, and she is collecting some of the husks that are falling by.
Oh my god!
Putting them in her
classic body. Janet.
She's a monster. Janet, no.
Yes, I love it.
I'll let you invoke an aspect.
Well, I was just going to use straight up stealth.
Yeah, but I'll also let you invoke an aspect for me, myself, and I, because you're doing something insanely selfish for your own benefit. Yeah. So you can either plus two whatever you get, or you can reroll. So,
okay,
but why don't you spend a tokeny thing for that?
I will definitely do that.
I just like to remember people that we are playing a game, even though I don't really care.
All right.
They've got enough shows that actually do these.
Right?
It's a natural zero, but I have three in stealth.
Okay.
And I also, I could reroll it because it's
probably.
Yeah, so you could actually just get a five right now, right? So it's a three, which you add to that because of your skill. And then
I'll add two.
And then you'll add two because you hear that? We're playing Fate.
Well, yes.
A game.
Done. Okay. So she's like pocketing them and then hangs a left at the like closest lymph node.
Oh my god.
And it's just like kind of just shaded in like a shady corner.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure that won't have negative consequences later on.
Next to a lymph node. Oh no.
When the bus boxes pop, like I like to imagine a little like a Pikmin-esque ghost that floats.
Yes,
up.
Yes. Hundo P. I feel like each of the players getting around is probably enough. But now we are going to have the antibodies in Robert's system who don't know you from like good bodies
from the bus box.
Mm-hmm. From the bus box. They think you're the bus box.
Yeah.
So
that's how that episode went.
So they're going to try to eat you and attack you. And Arnold has had nightmares about this since the first time this happened to him. So he's just screaming. So I would like every single one of you to make an obstacle check against your physique, basically. You're trying to resist being overwhelmed by all these diseases. So I'm just going to say the characters that you didn't roll for are the ones that have to make this check now,
okay,
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise we're going to be rolling all night. So. All right, so what's your Kachel, what did you get? And
what did you say, natural even?
Yeah, zero. Yeah.
Okay, natural zero, and then I got a plus three because I have a plus three in my physique for Wanda.
So Wanda is totally on top. Like she's
loving this. Yes.
Wanda has become stronger.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on, you Weasley whips.
Speaking of stronger, Ralphie got four.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So one plus his three from his physique.
Yes, Ralphie, my big strong boy. He's going to grow up to be so strong.
I think that Ralphie is gaining sustenance from this, and he's just become hungrier and stronger.
There's a shot of him eating one of the bus packs like a hoagie.
Yes, he's eating it like a hoagie.
Ralphie, no, don't do that.
A note to pranks when we edit this later. When we do the magic school bus thing, someone's going to call in and say, you can't really eat viruses like a hoagie. And then the producer will be like, yeah, you can't eat viruses like a hoagie, but how else were kids supposed to understand it? And it...
Love it.
Kids are stupid.
These kids are dum-dums.
So when we do, just as a note, if someone can remind me when we're done with this adventure, that's one of the things that we're going to call out as a thing that you can't actually do.
Can I ask a dumb question? Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of forgetting. We're all using two fate dice?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Are you supposed to use one? Four?
Oh, crap. I think you're right.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
I think you might be right.
Because I think the max you should be able to get is like a plus four naturally. and like a minus four. Mm. I might be wrong about
We've
that.
Only rolled once, so yeah, no one true. Will know.
I mean, it's been working great with two, and we are kids, so it can
I,
be fine.
I really love that, like, the one roll that we've had to do so far, we've completely fucked up. Like, one shot, everybody!
Don't look at the dice behind the curtain.
We did it right.
We're cutting this. It doesn't matter. Medium. This is all getting... No one has to know.
Oh, look at all the things we're doing correctly.
Look at all the rolling okay. we're doing. James, we're rolling. Wow, we're doing definitely. A good job
so,
rolling.
We're so
I rolled
good.
A four.
Wow.
Please don't cancel us, James. Fate. This Yay. Is a game.
Yeah, I mean, we can share.
Darcy, yeah, is yeah, it four?
I believe it's four. All right. I can check.
We'll do four from now on.
Just big fans of ones and twos.
Yeah. I'm on the ones and twos. What can I say? All right. Darcy, do you want to roll four going forward now? Because you guys all succeeded, and I don't really want to take that away from you.
Okay.
Retroactively.
Oh yeah. I mean, I rolled two and I got +2 pluses. So okay. It was fine.
Going forward, we'll roll four. But yeah. So Darcy, DA is like. DA is a real BA right now.
DA is a real BA. So what skills should she use?
She's got
notice. Could be good for. So I guess. So yeah, this is noticing these like white blood cells / T cells
mm-hmm.
situations coming at us, trying mm-hmm. to eat us up. So I'm thinking notice might make sense. Like mm-hmm. she caught, you know, she saw them coming down the corridor.
They're behaving exactly like in your book.
Exactly. And so she, I don't know, maybe she pulls on some sort of like fibrous, gross, like, I don't know, maybe when the bus came in or when it got injected, there's like bits of the cellular material. It's like hanging down.
Oh, dear God.
And she like knows to like pull on that. She can like. Bring yourself out of the way right away. We're going to make this body horror. You're welcome. And so she rolled a 5, which is pretty
cool.
Solid. So she does it real well. She gets out of the way.
I'll give you a boost to the next person that acts check, if that makes sense.
That makes great sense.
So, Frizz, all of your kids have not only fought off all the antibodies, they have successfully also all of them. Well, two of them helped Robert Phillip, and one stole bits of disease.
Did she notice that?
Yeah, she knows everything.
She's the Frizz.
She sees all.
But I don't do anything.
So I think that, let me know if you don't think this is what we should do, but I think they should go back to the bus at this point, mm-hmm. and then you should put them in danger again, but this time without the scaffolding of viruses, so we can talk about what happens when you don't have the vaccine.
Yes. So like a different part of the body,
yeah.
maybe? So like I think we're going to go into a lymph node.
So everybody's like, collected again. Yes. I think the bus turns into a giant vacuum cleaner or dustbuster
yes.
or something. And, you know, sucks all of you guys back up into... And you go outside of Robert again. And mm-hmm. so this is the part where, like, you guys talk about the experimental yeah. results that just happened.
Are you going to use a new strain that
yes.
everybody's unvaccinated against or something?
Yeah, let me think about it.
There's lots of ways you can do
a
it.
A little bit. Excellent work, everyone. Now, what have we learned? Because I'm not going to tell you.
who wants to talk about, like, the experiment that was just carried out and what's missing from this experiment? You guys just did an experiment, but you don't have a control.
It's like we're getting to actual science, and it's hard.
I know, but there's a lot of things we could seize on. We just did a lot of things. We just experimented in a lot of different ways.
There were so many variables.
Well, I think the thing that we're going for here is the greater thread is what we're talking about is... what happens when someone in a group doesn't get vaccinated? Because the lesson here we're trying to get is make sure everyone gets vaccinated. So what happens when someone doesn't get
right.
vaccinated?
Herd immunity.
Yeah, herd immunity. So we're going to be talking about that, and the experiment in that way is going to be doing that. And, like, Robert is kind of just, like, a vessel for these lessons. He's not the actual, like, action item here. The action right. item is you guys getting sick.
So, like, we all went in there sick, and it's like, wow, we did a really good job because we were all, like, we all did it. And it's like, we did it together as a unit, and it's weird you made us all sick for that, but we did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ah.
Everybody's vacuumed back into the bus, and you all, like, bloop, 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 like, popped back onto seats. And you guys take your, like, suits and stuff like that. And so who wants to start the... experimental observation. Keisha stands up and says, well, let's get the facts. We've been in sick bodies before, but this time the Frizz injected us all with a proprietary virus for some reason. Why would she do that?
Because she wants to watch us hurt.
No way. The Frizz is great. Didn't you guys have fun? We really helped my cousin.
Tim says, I guess it can be two things.
Oh my gosh. Dia says, according to my research, low doses or less effective strains of virus, when applied, can actually cause all of our bodies to create protections against that virus, and that's how we were able to help fight off the virus, the pox virus.
Dynamic deduction, Dorothy Ann. Soon you will become just like me.
I want that more than anything.
Oh, anyway, excellent work, students. As you can see, we went into the body as we were the vaccine itself. Vaccines are low doses of the actual diseases used to fight against the greater good. So now if Robert Philip ever becomes ill with bus pox again, he'll have little bits of us inside of him to fight against the disease. Yes, we're in him forever now.
That sounds great.
Wanda's really into this. She's having the. She's never felt more alive.
Oh, God.
Tim says, but Miss Frizzle, if everything we did is just beneficial for Robert Philip, why would anyone ever challenge vaccines?
Good question.
Tim, my name's Tim.
Who? Now, children, I'd like to see what happens when we enter a population where certain people may be immunized, but another certain person may not. What happens? Whatever could happen in that situation? Oh, crazy situation. Anyway, yes. What happens when outsiders enter safe spaces that are not meant for them and encroach on things that are not some that no, they're not meant to be there and just make a mess? What would happen?
Is it just me, or does that seem oddly specific?
Janet, meanwhile, you've just got a whole bunch of these balloons and these virus containers.
Like little wet husks.
Janet, I want you to make a stealth roll in order to hide this.
Sure.
These dirty doings from the rest of your peers. And I'll say the difficulty is 4.
Boost or something?
No, because she's not on your team.
I'm an intrigue.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it 5 because she has to beat you guys. And I'm going to use your boost to make that difficulty higher.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, I got a 4.
Do you want to use one of your aspects to make this work better?
Pretty selfish. It's like myself and I, yeah.
In your selfishness, what if you hid them on Arnold's person?
Oh, gosh.
Where no one would think to check.
Yep. I will. Okay, he can't see me because he's got that old school, like.
Oh, no.
Just with the grates on it.
You're going to help him up. And that's when reverse pickpocket him.
It's like, come on, Arnie.
Janet, history's greatest monster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Second greatest monster, sorry.
I'm a god.
I'll spend one to put that on Arnie.
That's right. You're beyond moral judgment.
You can't decide if someone's good or bad if they're everything.
The frizz is beyond morality.
When you help up Arnie, he's like, oh yeah. Thank you. It's really nice to have this good family I can rely on. I appreciate it.
Anything for you, cuz.
Ooh.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Oof.
Well, let's not get too chummy.
Okay.
I'm not going to be around that much longer. Experiment 2, I guess, right?
Yes. I think we're going to go see, the next part is, let's see how white blood cells are made. Let's see that part and go directly back into the place that attacked you before.
Yeah.
I guess.
So we're going to do some review, basically.
Yeah.
Do you want to take this or?
You go.
Okay. So you guys are all back on the bus, and this time around, you guys all get... So before you were injected with small versions of the bus pox, right? So in front of your seats, these little goggles come out. And so you all put on the goggles. And these goggles, you were told by, let's see, who would say this? Someone who always automatically knows. Nope, you know what? You'll figure it out. So you put the goggles on. And as you put the goggles on, all of you are bathed in a disgusting yellow sort of, it's like Pig Pen stank lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like miasma. But 8 of you are gradually becoming less and less yellow, but one of you is still got the stink lines all over her, not to target this in anyone in particular. And so in keeping with Magic School Bus episodes, we got to come up with some name for these goggles, these virus goggles. What do you guys think?
They're the virus spectacles.
Yes, the virus specs.
The virus specs.
So you
million
put on...
dollar technology.
Exactly.
Used for children's education.
Which she will never, ever sell. She has a patent on this. And
I have a patent on everything. I've cured cancer 5 times over.
Right.
No one knows.
God, she's such a monster.
I choose who lives and who dies.
So your virus specs, yeah, why don't we, who wants to go first?
Well, then they come down and Ralphie's just like, whoa, what are these?
He thinks they're like video games.
Yeah. It's like, I can't wait to play.
Okay, am I supposed to answer?
No, no, you're not. No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't give any answers. That's part of it. You guys figure it out.
Hey, Ralphie, I'll win. I'll beat you in that game.
No,
I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
I got my goggles and you don't.
Oh, no, Tim says,
"Oh, I can't even tell."
it's not like any of us other than Liz are doing voices for this.
No way. I can definitely do it. I'll bet you. Bet you on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'll do all.
If I win, you
do all the classroom chores for a week.
2 days and you have a deal.
Yes.
Yes.
So while this is going on, Phoebe, you're sitting next to Tim, who is sketching all of you guys in silhouette and like using a crayon and coloring in. So he has sketched all nine of you, and then he turns over and he looks at Janet, and he colors like the whole thing yellow. But like Tim is just like looking down at his diagram, and he's like, "Huh, that's weird."
So sorry, you can edit this out, but like I'm confused what we're actually doing. So we have the goggles on, we're looking outside the bus, and we're
looking at each other.
Okay,
so you're seeing yourselves be stripped of the virus.
Okay, because our bodies are healing it. Is the
Yeah, because you've been injected with the vaccine.
Couldn't remember if we were like driving around the white blood cell. All right, cool.
We're just like floating around like a bee, like a.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Janet looks pretty different. What do you think, Tim?
I mean, Janet's pretty different from the rest of us.
That's true. Maybe it's because she's older.
Maybe she's older, so her immune system doesn't work as well.
DA like flips to book, right? Well, according to my research, that's not how that should work at all. Over time, body's immune systems get better at dealing with the diseases that they come into contact with.
But if Janet's had an extra year on us, shouldn't she have had an extra year of fighting that infection? So shouldn't she be better at fighting the infection than the rest of us?
Unless it's a new strain or a new disease that she hasn't come into contact before, like bus pox. We had to be injected with that.
Hey, Frizz.
Yes?
Nice. Why am I different? Why am I different?
And what's happening to her? Like, what is starting
becoming visibly ill.
Right, yeah.
What do you mean, why are you different? You look just the same to me.
No, look at
interlopers. Look at the same picture. Everyone, they may be people that you trust. You never know who the negative factor is going to be in any given situation. Trust no one.
Oh my god.
Trust only me and your lord, whoever that may be. Back to the lymph nodes, boss.
Do we want to actually resolve why she's different, or do we think it'll be more dramatic if like later on?
I can't tell you.
I think we planted the seeds. I think the only thing to notice was she didn't get goggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you would notice is like maybe Arnold would notice, like, well, why don't you have goggles?
Well, I can see Tim's picture as Janet, and that's why I know that I am different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I could try to provoke Frizz because I would be like, I'm the antagonist, but like that's not going to go anywhere.
Oh,
you could try to provoke someone for their goggles, mistakenly thinking the goggles would help save you.
Yeah,
probably. Ooh. Because you're not well educated.
No, my mom told me that I didn't need those. All right, yeah, I think that's what I'll do. I'll try to, let's see here, who is the smallest? Not Wanda, she's sprightly. Wouldn't attack her.
Phoebe's pretty meek.
Yeah, I'll go for Phoebe.
Oh, poor Phoebe. Excellent.
What
do
you say
to defend?
I
no. What's your what do you think your willpower is?
Low.
Okay, so let's say that you need to beat you need to beat like a 3 here on willpower.
Okay, cool. So I'm firstly going to try to just demand them from her.
Okay.
Hey, headband. Give me your goggles. Give them to me.
Well, no, these were given to me by... This is important for the experiment.
Look, we already helped your cousin. You can just give me the goggles and everything will be okay.
Oh, gosh. but I love watching the dances of the animals. You should really get your own goggles and then look at the viruses.
What animals? Like, headband, what are you on about?
I mean, all diseases are really a life. And she's, like, looking into the distance and, like, watching little...
All right, so as she's, like, starting to lift her hands, I'm going to whack one of them down and just, like, go to nab the goggles.
Great. Okay.
Okay, that's a negative one, and I used provoke, so I got a three.
Okay, so that's not going to be enough.
I have to exceed the three?
Yeah, you have to exceed the three.
Dang.
You can do one of your aspects to get just a plus two, right?
I could use, she doesn't even go here,
mm-hmm.
as this is what got
she
me.
She doesn't obey social norms.
Oh, yeah. I'm very insensitive.
She doesn't follow directions. Yeah, you could just spend one of your aspects here.
Sure. Okay. I will spend my aspect.
So you have Phoebe's goggles now.
Okay, cool. And I'm looking around. I don't know. And I don't notice that anything is different until I look down at myself.
Oh, no.
And I am sweating. Just like, I can feel it on the inside of my suit. Like, my skin feels, like, looser. Like, it's just chugging at the like, space spandex that I'm wearing.
You said it's bus pox. Are there little bus-shaped, like, red lumps?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the boils. I start to...
Yeah, they're very painful.
Like, they look like wheels. Some of them are wheels. Are some of them are eyes.
Spinning slightly?
Oh, yeah.
You can see the treads of the
this
wheel.
This is vile.
One of them is the small face of the bus screaming.
All right. So what is Frizz doing during this?
Just staring.
Okay. At anyone specifically?
I think you're just looking into the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I'm just driving or looking into the rearview mirror. Oh, on time. So what happens if someone's ill and no one else is? What do you think, Liz?
Liz basically, like, lifts up Liz's, like, plague doctor mask, mm-hmm. winks broadly at you, and then, like, flips it back down.
And Liz Anderson's just like, yeah!
And Liz Anderson thinks this is great.
Sitting on the other shoulder.
Yes, Liz Anderson is also...
the angel devil. Yeah.
Well, they're both devils.
I'm trying to think of, like, okay, so going back into the body, like, what part of the lesson are we trying to teach now? Because at this point, like, we know, like, how vaccines work.
Yeah, so...
And that's the one part, but, like, what's the other... Why do we need to go anywhere?
Okay, so I think that we don't need to go back into Roberto Philip.
I don't think
I think at this point what we need to do is go back to the classroom and basically illustrate...
I know. Go ahead. Okay. It's a saw situation.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You are trapped in there, and you have to fight the infection.
They have to fight the infection, and they have to fight it at its source and figure out who
they have
is
to be quarantined.
Yeah.
At its source.
Yeah, they're coming inside me. That's probably what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you want to?
Yeah. It seems as if someone's a little bit ill. Maybe we should get back and talk to the school nurse. Wink.
Hit she it, says... Liz.
It's just me. Or she just say wink.
Yeah. Bus, do your stuff!
So the bus basically starts spinning rapidly, and this time, instead of, like, turning into a rocket ship or a really fast thing, the bus basically turns into, like, a floating quarantine. So, like, a bunch of chains and locks appear on the outside of the windows. Like, everything shuts down, and, yeah, exactly, it starts making that noise. And you all, like, strap in with the seatbelts, and instead of just seatbelts this time, they are, like, strapping you down, mm-hmm. like on an ambulance, basically, and you rocket in the direction of Walkerville Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. Hugging awesome. Straight through this kid's wall.
Oh, yeah, leaving.
Like, oh, no, like, multiple walls have been just blasted open and not repaired.
But you, Phoebe, yeah. So you're sitting in the very back, and you know how, like, the back of the bus has, like, that one window on the back of that? You can turn around and see in the back of the bus that your baby cousin is coughing and then suddenly, like, gets up and looks like he's doing okay, and then just walks over to the corner of the room and then starts coloring. So, yeah, your baby cousin is fine, but not vaccinated.
So
it could happen again.
Really fine?
So is he really fine?
Vaccinated against... bus pox now.
Yeah. Bus pox is highly... Well, you know that bus pox is highly transmitted at Walkerville Elementary School. So.
It's highly transmitted at Walkerville Elementary School, and it is very painful and very deadly.
Yeah. So that information is in your head right now.
Okay.
You've seen it. You've seen people die.
You guys rocket back towards Walkerville Elementary School. Standard sort of bus expanding situation. So they always do this, and it's so weird. Like, the bus rockets through the window and then expands to fill the side of the room. So it's not like normal bus size, but they're basically entering outside of the bus, like TARDIS style, completely the right size, but the bus is like a weird proportion.
It's a clown car.
Yeah, it's a clown car, exactly. So yeah, that's what happens. And you guys all exit the bus and into the room. But the thing is, as you exit, the door is closed and the window shuts almost completely behind you. And the bus shrinks very, very quickly and then just zips back outside the window. And then everything around it slams shut. And you guys are in Miss Frizzle's classroom now. So you also notice that the skeleton on the wall has like a full doctor outfit and like is basically covered in like they've got the like germ mask. The germ mask and sterile gloves and everything like that.
Oh god, he's in the medical spacesuit like like Contagion style. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Can Arnold roll to notice that Janet is sick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got here. +4, so 6.
So you notice that there are like bust-shaped splotches all over your cousin's complexion.
So yeah, he looks at them and is just like, Janet, you don't look so good.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
You don't look fine. Didn't you get the same thing as the rest of us?
I don't do shots. I can't do shots. What's wrong with me? What did that lady do to me? What is going on?
All of a sudden, so the lights pop on, like, pung, kung, 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 as if they're in a hospital ward. And then over the loudspeaker, I'm not in the room, over the loudspeaker they hear me, "Well, students, it seems as if someone is ill, and because all of you have minor cases of bus pox, we can't get that out into the greater student population. What you need to do is find the source of this disease and destroy it before it begins to spread to all of you. Goodbye."
So with that, what you have in the room are the normal stuff that is in your science classroom. Liz, the bus is gone, and you've just got the 9 of you.
Arnie immediately points and goes, "Janet's the one that's sick."
Keisha says, "Let's get the facts. Janet's sick, and the rest of us are not. What we need to do is figure out what's different about Janet. That's how we'll figure out how to cure her and how to get out of this room."
Prove it.
Well, then Ralphie would go, "Well, she has the goggles, so she got the same thing as the rest of us, right?"
Ralphie, I think the goggles were just so we could see that we didn't have it anymore. Right, D.A.?
That's right. According to my research, we need some advanced imaging capabilities to determine what is wrong with our patient. She roots around in her back. She's got a book, but it's got instructions on how to make like a magnifying glass out of some common household items, right? Or no, it's got one of those iPhone, because we're in the future, right? We're in the now. So you could use your iPhone. Somebody's got a phone.
So you can spend an aspect, basically, there to have that work.
There we go. Spend a fate
point. Carlos says, "DA, you're a genius, and anyone can see that." And he starts grabbing all of the like components that you've grabbed out of your bag, and he's going to try to invent something that could help serve as serve as imaging software, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So we've got the computer, and then we've got a bunch of components. What do you guys think is the difficulty here? I'm going to roll as the GM.
Frizz crackles on the loudspeaker. "Oh, an x-ray is excellent to find the source and what is in it. Reminder that disease will kill you in 5 minutes.
There's no time to lose. All right, can I have
riddles?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, who wants to help Carlos?
Ralphie would with a...
Wait, should we create an advantage?
Yeah.
Should we use the game?
I mean, if you want to.
Because it gives you an aspect to be able to invoke.
Okay.
It's so why don't one of us make something that he can, Carlos could use to invent, right? So what's something that would help Carlos?
I don't know how any of us.
Yeah, just like think about what's something that could possibly help you invent. So maybe there's some tools or maybe we like really encourage him. Right?
Maybe you take the goggles apart.
Ooh, there we go. Ralphie would pull off the goggles and be like, "Oh, we could use these. So you can see through goggles."
There you go. Make a roll to see if you can get useful parts for him.
Mm-hmm. What would that be rolling with?
I think it's, you set a difficulty, but it shouldn't be. It's usually pretty low difficulty.
I'm going to say lore. So what's your lore?
Oh, I got nothing.
Okay, so it's a +0.
Cool.
You could spend an aspect.
I'm spending friend of the class. Or ooh, where I'm can I spend my trouble for work smarter, not harder, and be like, hey, DA, use these.
Oh my gosh. I'd just be like,
he's just taking a shortcut, basically.
Yeah, I'm just going, I'm offloading my responsibility of the idea to somebody else.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That's a great idea, Ralphie. It'll be a lot easier to modify these than try to make something completely new.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So you spend that, and then now it's
DA helps a bit, but now you have a free invoke on an aspect, so a plus two.
All right. So I'm trying to figure out what aspect this could possibly be. I'm going to spend all one of my fate points. Yeah, I'm going to spend one of my fate points in order to give give Carlos like an aspect that lets him. Oh no, wait! I can just use craft.
Yeah,
I have a plus three in crafting.
Yeah, and you get this free invoke of all the right bits.
Poops. I guess I'll spend
your free invoke can reroll. Though,
yeah,
right?
I'll spend my free invoke to reroll, and Carlos messes up the first time, and I guess, woof, not great.
Uh oh. That's okay. The tension is rising.
Yeah.
Carlos, we're going to die.
Beep, beep, beep.
Looks like I better make something to die for.
We're going to die.
To remove the disease, medicine would be best. Make your choice soon. There are 3 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing.
He's just turned into Gruntilda.
Ooh.
So who would say, who's smart enough to say, Tim. Tim says, I think the frizz might be trying to give us a hint. It looks like we might need to find some sort of medicine that can help us.
Who are you again?
I'm Tim. I've been in the class the whole time.
Really? Are you Ralphie? No? I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember you. Anyway, 3 minutes.
Okay, so the making imaging software didn't work. What's the other thing we can try?
Come on, guys. We got to think of something.
Wanda wants to punch the sickness out of Janet.
Well, I wonder if some animals have already been exposed to this kind of disease, and therefore, just like our bodies made antibodies against diseases we've had before, maybe they have protection that we could use.
I'm going to let you spend animal empathy to turn and look at Liz, who has definitely been inoculated.
Nice. Turn and look ominously.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Worth it.
She turns and looks at, and I'm sitting next to other Liz. And we both just kind of like point each other like, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you.
So Wanda is going to need to dive at Liz and grab her, Liz the lizard, and grab her so that they can get the antibody out of Liz the lizard.
Can I create an advantage for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So Ralphie wants to help for that, and he's got...
Oh my God, we're playing the game, you guys. Guys, we're playing the game.
He's got athletics, so he's going to go to create the advantage of... Restrained?
Yeah, sure.
A nat negative one, so two.
I think that'll work. Cool. So you can create an advantage, so you get a... I'll say you get a boost on this, so you get a plus one on this.
All right. I'm going to roll.
Come on, you weasley wimps.
Wanda is into this. I've always wanted to touch the lizard. My mom has a lizard.
The most dangerous game.
Why wouldn't you touch a lizard?
Okay, so I got... minus one natural, and then I have a four in athletics, so I have a three.
And you have a four thanks to...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Ralphie, which is actually enough. So you do manage to hold the struggling Liz the lizard.
I jump from table to table, and I get that lizard.
So now you have Liz the lizard, and you know that Liz the lizard has been inoculated against bus pox.
Do we cut it open?
Who's that, Janet, I assume?
I think... cartoonishly, you would like wring Liz out like a rag, mm-hmm. and out of sweat juices and things like that.
Note to producer later on, this is something that we can point out that you cannot actually do with animals. Wring them out like a rag.
Absolutely.
They wring it out into some kind of receptacle that then goes.
They use the tail and it just like comes out like one of those. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, pumps. Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
So now you've got a little bit of, inoculation. Wait, what is this? What's happening, Darcy? What are we actually doing?
We're
lizard.
I think I have an idea.
So there's a thing called passive transfer of antibodies. It is when, so things like Ebola and stuff.
Do it as DA.
According to my research, in the cases of where doctors need to help save people who have been hurt by a disease, but there's no cure yet, what can happen is some people naturally are able to defend against the disease. That means their body already has antibodies that can bind to things on the disease and save them from it. So already floating around in their blood are antibodies against the disease before they've even touched it. So what you do is you take blood from healthy people and you give
or lizards, says Keisha.
Or lizards. And give it to people who might be sick, and it helps them defend.
Okay, so now you...
The advantage you have created is massive. You've just unlocked immunity, comma, passive.
This is ridiculous.
Please, kill my lizard.
That's so good.
If you kill the lizard, there's just going to be another one. Another one will pop up instantly.
So we...
I know.
So we need to get this into Janet.
We need to get this into this, he points at Janet.
Beep! Beep! So,
Keisha says, let's get the facts. Liz is a lizard. Janet is not a lizard. We have to figure out how to account for the differences in lizard blood. Well, Janet is pretty reptilian, so...
The reptilians are taking over the country, says Ralphie.
Oh my she god, is Ralphie cold-blooded.
Yeah, so you guys are going to have to modify the lizard blood in
like
order
Janet
to inject it.
Is, by the way, has like transformed into a monster, like a Cronenberg style.
Yes!
Disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I was waiting for this. Sorry. Manor Machine.
DA
Aspect
has
Manor
a book
Machine.
On practical Wicca that oh, nice. Because she's been wanting to follow in your footsteps, mm-hmm. she's got some sort of really basic witch book.
How
right?
to fuse magic and technology.
All right. Like, Manor Machine. That is my new aspect. Thanks, Miss Frizz.
Oh my god.
Just like a tear. It, disgusting. Like arms and bones going the wrong way. And
it's that scene from Akira, basically.
Yeah.
So we need to and make the lizard blood more human. Me and Janet have the same blood type.
Arnold!
Oh god. Oh my god.
He like
Arnold O slices his hand open. Oh my god.
Anything for family.
I'm imagining Wanda like leaps to get like a tray underneath, yes. like an anatomical dissecting tray. Oh, it's Ralphie's hat.
Oh, oh. Arnold yells, blood does for blood. And
blood for the blood frizz.
Yeah, okay.
Are we just going to mix it, or should I roll to make some sort of incantation that actually blends it so we can give it to...
Yeah, why don't you roll for this horrible ritual?
I like the idea of just, like, stirring blood and spit into, like, in a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
The producer is going to have so much to talk about in this episode.
I'm assuming Laura will do.
Yeah, Laura is fine. Also give you a boost.
Okay, I got...
Because of Arnold's self-sacrifice.
Oh, that's great for... that's a 9.
Oh yeah, so oh, you nice. Succeeded an epic to
All
an
right,
epic
so
degree
with the power of my friends
and blood
and sacrifice. So I'm imagining there's some like you know colorful chalk magic circles yeah, in the center and
hand holding.
Oh, of yeah. course, hand holding.
Of course,
oh,
Jesus. you say an incantation and like the smoke like spins together.
Perfect Latin. My voice gets deeper as I say it.
The lights flicker.
Yeah. How's Arnold doing?
He's like closing his eyes and holding the like he's got
a handhold.
Who's he got?
Wanda. He's holding Wanda's hand.
He's holding Wanda's hand with his bloody hand now. Like, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
That's incredible.
See all the seconds. Oh, how they fly by. You have 30 seconds before the interloper dies.
So you guys have a working remedy now. I guess a vaccine. That's what happened. You made a vaccine out
For sure.
of blood.
That's definitely what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. Wow.
Well, okay, I think Janet is just making the noise that like a car makes when you're trying to get it to start.
Oh my god!
Start.
This is horrifying.
Her hands have turned into wheels. Now here's the question: do we pour the vaccine in, or do we have to like put it in via needle, i.e., like Liz's fangs?
Pretty sure you can just use a gas can at this point, and mostly a car.
I think you guys have to inject it like vaccine style.
Yeah.
That's then, part of it.
Then yeah, like if we still have a hold of Liz, then just.
But Janet's gonna fight you because she hates needles.
It's true.
Oh yeah, that's
then,
fair.
All right. Then Ralphie will hold the car person down. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
So you're using physique here, or athletics, one
I'm
of those
using,
two.
Using athletics.
Okay. What's the difficulty here, Janet?
I don't have
any. 2, 4, what?
I would say a 4.
A 4, yeah.
I'm very heavy at this
You're
point.
Twisted and evil, more machine so, yeah, than Jan.
I'm going to say the man or machine aspect mm-hmm. that I took on is going to make it a little harder.
All right.
So it's a 4, yeah.
Heart of the cards, baby. That one's cocked. What do you want to do with it?
Oh, I see. You can reroll that.
Beavis.
Damn it, Ralphie.
Oh.
No, that's a 0 oh. plus 3. I have no fate points laying around.
Oh, man. I'm out, too.
Can't invoke nothing.
So, you get, like, car treads on your face? Like, yeah, because you're trying to hold me down?
Yeah, I think Ralphie goes to hold you down, and, like, your engine revs.
Oh, God.
And, like, he gets pulled under, like, horror movie style. Under, like, the grill of the Jan car.
Helpfully, Carlos says, I always said Ralphie was driven.
Oh, my God.
Carlos!
That failed.
Oh, my gosh. What do we do? What do we do?
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
Okay.
Arnold, what's that in your back pocket?
I don't have any fate tokens. Arnold pulls
Oh, but Wanda can spend a fate token to help.
Yeah. Wanda can do something. That's what I'm trying to think. Yeah. So,
Wanda, where have you been? Just hanging out?
There's nothing to punch.
There's something to punch. Knock out Janet.
Oh, yeah, you should KO Janet.
Oh, my gosh.
Punch the sick person.
Because otherwise, like, she's got, like, arms on one side and wheels on the other, so she's just, like, revving in a circle.
So what she's going to do is she's going to go up to Ralphie. I'm going to win this bet. She's going to take his hat, put it on backwards.
The bloody hat.
Put it on backwards. Take the needle that she needs to use to inject Janet with and try to part. Put the needle in the one part of flesh that is left on Janet. And it's just a one little spot on her cheek.
Oh,
just her
my God.
Rosy, freckled cheek.
Awesome.
Yes. All so right. That's what she's going to do.
The difficulty here is 2.
Okay.
We weren't lying when we said body horror.
Body horror.
Gosh, I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to help.
All right. Okay, so I got a knight of 1, but I have a 4 athletics. So
nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Consider Janet injected.
Excellent.
So Janet, oh, go ahead.
This trip is soon over, as soon as begun. The plague comes for all in 3, 2, 1.
So as so what happens is there are antibodies that are there are viruses that are attempting to escape from Janet. And as they spread out towards you, the good vaccine, which is represented by green here, basically Pac-Man style eats all of them. And there's still this faint yellow cloud around Janet that you can see with the goggles.
I'm guessing like car parts start just like shedding off
yes.
of me and like clunking to the ground.
Like a husk.
Exactly, like a husk.
Jesus.
I'm losing my mechanical exoskeleton.
Yes.
Oh, this is so good.
You crawl out of it covered in oil.
Covered in oil, exactly.
DA's like, oh, this is molting. I've seen that in my research.
You have?
In my dark wizardry / naturalist books.
And at the point at which there's sort of an equilibrium reached between like the viruses that are attempting to escape from you and the little Pac-Man vaccines that are eating your disease, the frizz comes back.
All the shutters that were over the doors like suddenly shoot up, and the lights go back to normal, and she walks in the door.
Well, students, what an excellent field trip we had, wouldn't you say?
Arnold throws up.
What would you say we've learned?
You should get vaccinated or else.
Well, let's get the facts, Keisha says, completely unfazed by everything just happened. We successfully fought off the infection before when we all had vaccines. The problem was, later on, we know that Janet didn't have the vaccination or wasn't able to fight off the vaccination as effectively. That meant that we were all placed in danger by the quarantine situation because even though we had already fought the virus off before, Janet was keeping us from fully developing herd immunity because she selfishly decided not to get vaccinated.
Sure! As I always say, the human body is but a husk for a soul that will soon walk upon the earth because there is no God. So the sooner we reach that epoch, the sooner we will reach our true potential. Class is dismissed.
Oh my God.
It's perfect.
So all the children, you know, I guess shuffle away, covered in blood and oil.
Oh, except yeah. Wanda. Wanda's like, did you see that? Did you see that?
This is Wanda's best day.
You were spectacular. She clicks her heels. Oh. Off to ballet!
Oh. You ever seen the movie Crank? That's basically it. Just like, oh my God. Gotta keep the heart going.
So, Phoebe, I think we need to close with a scene of you going back home and talking to your dad, and your aunts are over for dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Liz, do you want to play the ants? The anti-vaxxer ants?
Anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
You.
Damn it, Carlos!
Well, hi there, Phoebe. What you stopping by for?
Well, I had a fascinating class, ants. What's your name? Yeah.
Vaxxer.
How about anti-bellum?
Yeah, me and all the Bellums, you know.
Hello, Mrs. Bellum.
Hi.
Well, we had a fascinating class the other day, and we were thinking specifically about Philip Robert.
Well, yeah, what about him? He's upstairs. He's been reading all day.
Well, we were understanding that all parents, you know, love their children and want to keep them as healthy as possible. But what's really important is to know the science about what's best for your kids. So some people think that vaccines are harmful, but actually science shows us that it is far more destructive to the human body to let yourself be taken over by hideous otherworldly poxes than it is to get a shot, which may do bad things, but certainly not turn you into a
horrible fusion of bus and machine.
Exactly.
Or bus and man.
There's
Thank
like
you,
a
Father.
Frame shot of like the bus just like ding.
Yeah, right.
Well, when you put it that way, I'm a very persuadable person. The reason I didn't vaccinate my child before is because I read an article on the internet. But now that you say this to me, I'm going to change my ways. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you, Mrs. Bellum.
Do you want a cookie?
You know I do.
Uh-huh.
No animals were harmed in the making of this cookie, right?
Well, they're steak cookies, so.
Doop, 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 doop.
Oh, great.
I think we should have an epilogue that's me and Arnie. So Janet and Arnie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Just like, we have like a play date or something.
Arnie.
Yes, Janet.
Arnie. Oh, what? Are all field trips like that?
All of them.
Slow pan out.
Oh, that's incredible.
Slow pan down to the pockets where one of the viruses crawls
out. Oh, yeah, exactly. It has to stick Janet's pocket.
Oh, no. And it's oh, God. It's because
and the tiny school buses fly out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess we'll play the credits again, the, like, surfing on sound wave, and the credits start happening. But before that, we need to do the Dialing the Magic School Bus producer section, and I don't think we actually need to, like, I mean, if for those of you who've seen the Magic School Bus, at the end of the episodes, they do a, like, Ask the Producers section, and the producer's played by Malcolm Jamal Warner, and he always has Liz there, and he answers a bunch of scientific misconceptions or artistic license that the Magic School Bus took in this particular episode. So who wants to be the first caller in to point in? Go ahead.
Do you want me to...
So what? How does Liz answer the phone?
Oh, me?
Yeah, not the lizard. You, Liz Anderson answers the phone.
She's an overworked intern.
No, no. I like that Liz Anderson is the producer.
Yes,
of this
you should
version.
Be the producer.
Oh my God.
TV's Liz Anderson.
Hello, this is Liz Anderson, producer of the Magic School Bus.
Hi. Ralphie was eating that virus like a hoagie. That can't be healthy or possible.
Yeah. That's about right.
That doesn't...
I know. It's, yeah. I don't know. It's kids. Kids are dumb. I don't know. It was the easiest... It was the easiest thing. I don't know. I'm sorry. Bye!
The phone rings again.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Hello, Magic School Bus. This is Liz Anderson.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah?
Liz from TV, Liz?
Yeah.
I thought this was a show about science.
Yeah, we did science stuff.
I'm pretty sure they performed some sort of dark magic ritual that involved a fusion of an automobile and a small child.
Yeah, if I know anything from reading fantasies, like, half of it is, like, dumb gathering, like, mushrooms and shit and, like, fires and stuff. So science and magic, same thing.
But how does that explain the scientific method? I'd like to know why people should get vaccines.
Oh, God, I don't fucking know. Bye!
Click!
Darcy, do you have one more?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm trying to think of one.
Magic school has...
Well, actually, you know, the thing about lizards is that they are vertebrates, and so their bodies can't take the kind of physical pressures and torque that you put that lizard through to get the liquid out. So I was wondering if one were to try to get an antibody out of a lizard, how would one hypothetically go about doing that?
I mean, we killed it. Like, it died. Oh. Like, straight up. You think it's animated, but, like, no, it's dead. Cool. I guess.
Is that legal?
Thanks for calling Magic School Bus. Bye!
You just hear, like, beer bottles just, like, being opened in the background.
It just asked if it was legal!
You hear laughing. You hear Malcolm Jamal Warner's laughing on the other end.
Oh, my gosh.
Major funding for the Magic School Bus is provided by the One-Shot Patreon, supporting actual plays and interviews with emphasis on fun and inclusivity. The One-Shot Podcast and the Campaign Podcast support adventure and other programs that further learning, exploration, and discovery. Additional funding is provided by the Backstory Podcast, Talking Tabletop, Modifier, and other members of the Corporation for Public Podcasting, and the annual financial support of listeners like you. Hello, heroes. How we doing? Everybody okay? People a little shook up? Thank you for joining us on this Magic School Bus adventure. I guess Halloween Creep 2K17 has already started. Heroes, I'd love to meet you guys at Gen Con this weekend if you're going to be there. My panels are on Saturday at noon, 5 p.m., and 7. You'll also be able to find me at the Gen Con Bar Meetup, which is at the JW Marriott at 8:30. I've included a link to the Gen Con events in the show notes. If you don't have tickets, it's fine. Just show up with generics. We should still be able to find you a seat. And I'm really excited to announce the subject of our next adventure as we kick shell and take names. See you next time, heroes.